Okay, so I just said something on Twitter that got some people upset, and that's good, because now we can go on from that, and I can explain. So what I said was, I'd like to buy stock in the Lincoln Project, which I understand is going to become a media company, and I'd also like to write software that they can use, and I'm not kidding about that. I would, both things. So, I also wrote, I just realized this is the media org that I've been urging the Democrats to become. Why wait for them to figure it out? Okay. So, people say, well, you know, one reason you might not want to do it is because they're Republicans and they favor Republican, whatever, policies, lower taxes, whatever. I'm not sure, actually, what of all of the things that... It doesn't matter, because, and if you go back and look what I've been writing for the last few years while Trump's been president, what I've said is we need to reform the American political system, not around Republican versus Democrat, but between people who respect the rule of law and people who don't. And the people who don't are the minority. And the people who do are the majority, and that we have to join forces and recreate the political system with only people that respect the rule of law, and everybody that doesn't respect it needs to be kept very far away from government. So that's the first thing. We agree on the most important issue out there, rule of law. After that, we can have arguments and disagreements, and we can have political fights. And when we lose, we can say, okay, we'll come back to fight another day, but we don't have to worry about these people starting an autocracy, opening concentration camps, threatening our allies. You go down the list of all of the monstrous crap we've had to put up with in the last 4 years, and all of the fear that came with that, it's woken a lot of people up, and that, of course, is a good thing. It has. And so, fine. I'm happy to invest in the Lincoln Project. They may have some positions on things that I don't agree with. I agree I think that healthcare should be a right. I don't think we should pay for it. I think it should be paid for by taxes. A lot of reasons to believe that, because other countries that have done it that way actually spend less on healthcare than we do. And if all you have to do is look at the profits that the health insurance industry makes to realize that that's just money thrown away. It doesn't get us anything. We can afford to self-insure as a country, and we should. So there are things we disagree on, and I would vote against perhaps a lot of the candidates that they support, but I might vote in favor of some of them, too. It could happen, because voting is a choice that isn't always black and white. There's a variety of different things that you vote on, and it's not inconceivable to me that I would vote for a candidate that's backed by the Lincoln Project. But even if I would never vote for them, for their candidates, the ones that they believe in and support, I would still buy stock in their company. I'll tell you why. Because people don't listen to their friends, they listen to their competitors. So if we get a Republican media arm that is consistently selling the rule of law, that's a pretty damn good replacement for Fox, number one. And number two, that will inspire the Democrats to do what we've wanted them to do all along, which is start to be really aggressive, communicate directly to the people. Don't pull your punches. Just go for the gusto. I mean, the Democratic Party is weak and it is boring and they're scared. They're just scared people, not all of them. I mean, maybe they aren't really scared, but they have to learn that we are watching them and we don't like it when they leave us out of the decision-making process. And that's the thing that the Lincoln Project has done really well. They put their finger right on the issue and they go for the emotional sale, which is exactly how you want to do it. And they've been right in this election. There hasn't been a single ad that they've put out that I haven't said that is exactly my position on that issue. Because there's all kinds of issues, and some are more important than others. Right now, actually, there's another important. The first important issue is rule of law. Do you believe in that? And then there's the question of competence. Are you actually trying to run the government? Or what the fuck are you doing? I mean, David Frum, who I have read his book just recently, and yeah, I heard him say some things in this book that, okay, I definitely don't want to go there with you on that one. But he pointed out in his book that Trump isn't even a good grifter. There's so much more money available to steal. He just goes for like a few million here and there. You know, he has people stay at his hotels and, you know, pay a little bit of... I mean, it's the stupidest form of graft ever, you know. He's not even really good at that. So I'd still invest in them, because why do I invest in things? No, a couple of reasons. One, I want to make money. Number two... I want to influence other people to do what they do. And like I said, people listen to their competitors. They don't listen to their friends. I've been banging on the Democrats for years without ever getting through that you need to start communicating with people like our lives depend on this shit. And they're just scared. They're just scared. Maybe they're right. Maybe they have reasons to be scared. I don't know. But it doesn't work. And they're going to have to be hard-ass motherfuckers in order to steer us back into a place where this thing works. It's not over when we win the election, not by a long shot. Not with a 6-3 Supreme Court, it isn't. And I've written about that. I wrote about that yesterday, and it's one of the most fun I've ever had writing a blog post because it was just so free. I mean, no, we're not going to try and negotiate with the Republicans. If we are lucky enough to win this election, and win the Senate, and win the House. We're going to get rid of the filibuster. We're just going to rule by majority. And we're going to change all the things we need to change. And we're not going to listen to the Supreme Court. That is not a Supreme Court that we listen to. That is a Supreme Court we reject. You know, they say that there's some point where we won't accept the legitimacy of the Supreme Court. Well, we're beyond that now. We're over that line. And it wasn't with the latest nomination. It was with the Kavanaugh nomination that we went over that line. We weren't going to accept them anyway. And there is no Supreme Court until we get back into a place where there actually are people on that court that we respect. And Kavanaugh is a thug. Kavanaugh is a dirty trickster. He disclosed that. I mean, confirmation hearing, I mean, he started ranting about Clinton conspiracies. I mean, no, that doesn't belong on our Supreme Court. As soon as that gets polluted that way, it's over. We're not going there. He doesn't have a vote. None of them do. Trump is a criminal. He's a traitor. He got elected illegally. He got impeached. I don't think after you get impeached, you get to put people on the Supreme Court. Now, if voters in Florida can't vote if they have been convicted of a felony, then presidents who have been impeached don't get to nominate Supreme Court judges. I mean, no, that never came up, by the way. I didn't notice the Democrats ever raising that. And of course, Lincoln Project didn't do that either. I mean, here we've got the equivalent of a convicted or at least accused, righteously accused, I almost said confused, righteously accused, the equivalent of a felon in government, and he's doing what? He's a fucking idiot, too. He never should have done it. It's the stupidest thing in the world. Now nobody has any reason to vote for him. I mean, anyway. So, yeah, you may be very linear and think, oh, well, you know, there are only bad Republicans, but I don't see it that way. I think there are good Republicans, and I think the Lincoln Project is full of them. They're exactly the kind of Republicans I want to invest in. So thanks for listening.